أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ متعته القائلون ولا يحصي نعماءه العادون ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون الذي لا يدركه بعد الهمم ولا يناله غوص الفتن ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين المكرمين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to the viewers. Inshallah, we will be carrying on with our program, the format being, or the program being, small reflections on Dua Abu Hamza, or Dua Abu Hamza Somali. Today, the first section that we have picked, and inshallah, the brothers will be putting this on, is one of the fewer, or the first sections of the Dua, where it says, Bika araftuk wa anta dalaltani alayk. ودعوتني إليك ولولا أنت لم أدري ما أنت. Through you have I known you, Ya Allah. You showed me the way to you and invited me to come towards you. Had it not been for you, I would have never known who you are. I'd like to begin this with a metaphor. Imagine, if you will, that you are surrounded in darkness. And in this darkness, you awaken. And when you come to your senses, you notice that there's a small lantern beside you. You use that lantern to scope the surroundings around you. And you realize that you're in a deep cavern, a deep cave. You realize your location. And now you realize that in order to survive, you need to remove yourself from this darkness. You need to start finding your way out. You need to get back to higher ground. You need to get back to where there's no darkness, where everything is apparent, where everything is clear and certain, not like the darkness that you are in. You start finding an exit. You try to find an exit. Sometimes you hit a roadblock, sometimes you hit a wall. But with the help of this lantern, you find your way back to higher ground. There is something within this metaphor, inshallah we'll come back to this metaphor. But going back to the dua now. The dua is saying this, Ya Allah, through you, I have found you. Through you, with you, towards you, Ya Allah. How though? The most fundamental meaning that one can take from this dua is this. Usually scholars will mention this as well, that there are different ways when it comes to finding your way towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Qur'an mentions two. One is this specifically, that the signs of the afaq and the signs of the anfus. What do they mean? It means that Allah has placed His signs in the horizons. It means that Allah has placed His signs in everything around you, everything external to you. There are things that you can see, there are things that you can understand, there are things through which you can reach back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are reflections, they are signs, and they are the effects of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are a creation pointing towards the Creator. What other ways are there, or what other way is there? It's the ayat anfusi, it's the signs that are found within the self. There are signs that are found within the soul. It's the ruh. It's the soul, it's the effects within the ruh, that if you ponder over them, if you focus on them, you are able to reach the Creator again through this creation. That's the second route. So some use the path of the ayat-e anfusi, some use the path of ayat-e afaqi. Some use both of them, both the external signs, both the internal signs. There's this fourth path, or this fourth way towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this path is for those who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just to mention it, just to say that this is a path, and Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli mentions this, is that you recognize Allah through Allah. بِوَسِيلَيَ خُدَى خُدَى رَمِشِنَاسِ. You understand God through God, and that's the highest level. In all these four paths, even though they might seem to differ, there is one commonality, in which is this, that in all of them, whether it be His creations that are external to me, whether it be creations that are within me, whether it be both these paths, or whether it be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's one common path. All of these paths have one commonality, which is this, Allah is showing me the path. It's not me finding Him, it's Allah. Why? Because even that creation that I'm using to find Allah has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even that creation that is external to me is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I use it to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That creation within me, that soul within me, even that, and again, within being, for lack of any better word, that soul that I have, even that is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, I use that to find my way back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the interesting bit in du'as. That they are like the Qur'an. Parts of the Qur'an do tafsir of the Qur'an. Similarly, parts of the du'a or some du'as do tafsir of other du'as. You see in du'a Arafah, Imam al-Hussein, he says this, Ya Allah, he carries on where the du'a reaches a climax. He says, أَنَّ مُرَادَكَ مِنِّي أَن تَتَعَرَّفَ إِلَيَّ فِي كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That Ya Allah, I finally understood what you wanted from me is that you introduce yourself to me in all things. حَتَّى لَا أَجْهَلَكَ فِي شَيْءٍ. So that I will not ignore you in anything, Ya Allah. And we see that Imam Ali mentioned something very similar. He says, there is nothing that I saw, but I saw Allah قَبْلَهُ وَمَعَهُ وَبَعْدَهُ. There is nothing that I saw but I saw Allah before it, I saw Allah with it, I saw Allah after it. How is this relevant? Let's go back to the metaphor. You're in the cavern. You have a lantern. You use that lantern to find your way back. How do you find your way back? How do you know where the exit is? Well, wherever you see traces of light, that's where you know there's an exit. Why? Because you want to get to a place where there's no darkness. And so you seek those traces of light, then you use your lantern, and finally, you reach a point where you're free from the darknesses that you were surrounded with, and now you've been exposed to this light. There is no darkness. And at this point, you realize, if we keep stick with the metaphor, that the same light that you've been exposed to is the same in nature as the light in your lantern. There was no difference. Meaning that thing that was guiding you, that intellect that was guiding you, those signs that were guiding you were similar in their nature in the sense that Allah was guiding you towards Himself. Allah was the one who was bringing you towards Himself. Allah was the one pulling you towards Himself. These were all signs from Allah. They were all inspirations from Allah. They were all gifts from Allah so that we could go towards Allah. Bika araftu. Through you I found you. And there's something very calming in this dua. There's something very calming in this specific segment, which is this. Is that sometimes some of us, or most of us, at least for myself, I'd say this, we feel alone when we're searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think that we are the only ones searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try and we fail and we are not successful. But when we read this dua, we realize that what we seek is seeking us. What we're searching for is searching for us. What we need is pulling us towards itself. Knowing this, understanding this, experiencing this reality helps one understand that they are never alone. That's why Allah says, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. When you started, Allah was with you. When you're walking the path, Allah was with you. Whatever station or whatever status you reach, Allah is still with you. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. So inshallah, the small reflection that we have for today is this, that every time, every place, everything is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just to keep it very short, if I still can, everything can be or is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything can be an obstacle towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it an obstacle towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's an obstacle towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I see everything or anything as independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever I see something as independent, it is an obstacle. But rather, when I see everything and anything as being dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the entire world becomes a tapestry. It becomes a painting, it becomes a canvas, and I know that this canvas, this tapestry belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything points me towards Him. I need to purposely turn away from Allah in order to not see Him. He is the most evident reality. He is the most evident truth. Inshallah, all of us are able to see the signs that Allah is bringing for us. And inshallah, all of us reach that point where we are able to recognize Allah through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.